Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 61, Scanners. Boom, my head just exploded. Okay, that's going to be funny to about four people over the age of 40. This podcast is designed for people over the age... No, this podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, in the loop and up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that. Some episodes more than others. Some updates more than others. Because, you know, sometimes these things need context. These updates need context. So if you know me, you're welcome here. But, you know, you also don't need to listen if you think this kind of thing is boring. This is just for people who are interested. I'm not going to hard sell you on this. I am not trying to move up any iTunes rankings with this. My other podcast, yes, this one is just... It's kind of so I can get something done every week and also keep people in the loop who want to be kept in the loop. So, yeah, if you don't know me, you're also welcome to listen, but you might be missing context that is my entire life. Because, yeah, but hey, who knows? Maybe this is somehow interesting for you. If you're just joining now, this is your first episode. You might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those should bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20-some-odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole 61 podcasts, or the 60 podcasts that come before this one. This thing is not designed to be consumed that way, and you may exceed the daily allowable limit for listening to my voice, and that would be bad. Let me just scroll down in my notes here. Part of this is I do not like to do any editing on this if I can possibly avoid it. All right, starting off with the personal stuff this week. I have finally got my office clean enough so that I can function in it again. There's still stuff to be gone through. There's still stuff to be thrown out. There's still shelves to be installed. Can you believe I bought the wrong size of L bracket three times in a row? I went to the hardware store and three times I bought the wrong size of L bracket. The first time I had some of the correct size, and then I went back. I really liked though, and I bought a bunch that I didn't like. I went back the day after to get more of them. I accidentally bought the size bigger, so it's too big for the boards that I salvaged from my old desk. And this week I went back on Tuesday, and I was like, they must have had some stuff out of stock last time, because last time there was only one size smaller than the oversized ones I bought, and that was the correct size. This time I went, they had another smaller size, which. Even though I measured before I went, somehow I got it wrong and I bought the smaller one. So I got to find some time to go back to the hardware store and return those and get the right size ones. Anyway, pain in the butt. Right. So I lost my place explaining that. Oh, yeah. So I did that three times in a row, but I have a functional office again. A lot of this week was spent going through scanning paper so that I could toss it to free up space in my filing cabinet so that all the other paper that I had out in boxes throughout the office can finally be put away, in the filing cabinet. And actually, a lot of that could actually be scanned too. Because it was basically on every available surface. There are times when the pressure of getting work done, getting art done, overrides the urge I have to exist in a somewhat tidy space. But for the last couple of weeks, I just made the decision that I need to get this desk thing done. Actually, my wife had promised to buy me a desk last Christmas, but I had not since then. This is Christmas 2022. I had not since then been able to set aside the time I needed to clear up my office so that I could put the new desk in. So I finally just decided I'll do it now. I got back from Canada, as you know, a few weeks ago, or a month ago now. And that actually freed me up a little bit, because a lot of the stuff that normally would be sort of in progress and going on wasn't happening because I'd been away. So yeah. So a big chunk of that time was actually spent going through papers and scanning. I'm actually, you may not know this if you've never been to any of the places I lived, but if you have, you probably do know this. I am a bit of a pack rat. I am a borderline hoarder, if I'm being perfectly honest, and I am especially bad with paper. So I've taken the edge off this predilection by scanning things so that I can hoard them in a much more compact digital form, which, and you know, scans don't actually take up that much space. So on the, even digitally, so it's actually a pretty good solution. It means that I scratch that itch, but also I get rid of a lot of physical stuff. So this last week I was cutting up old notebooks, still got a bunch of them to go through, receipt books, medical reports, etc., and running them through my wonderful Fujitsu ScanSnap document scanner. Of course, some of my time was also taken up scanning old film negatives. Why? Nothing to do with the desk cleanup. So in Canada, I found a bunch of old photos and I decided I would bring the negatives back with me and borrow my friend's fancy negative scanner. So this way I can eliminate most of a box of bulky prints at my mom's place in Canada, and then also have these photos at my fingertips and accessible to me, and actually probably in better quality than those prints are. So anyway, long story short, I picked up the scanner from my friend this weekend, and I have been also scanning negatives. Something I told myself I'd wait till May to do, but it was just too damn exciting. Just, it's so exciting to like put these little negatives in, and then like you have the, like this massive like 4,000 by something mega like pixel file. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going off script and I shouldn't. So I'm just blah blah blah. It's just really fun, and like you see these photos. Some of them I had the prints. Some of them actually I don't have prints for them, so they're popping up, and also I can enhance them in ways that the original print couldn't be enhanced. Anyway, it's very exciting. So I've been doing that. I don't think that counts as an art thing because these are photos I took in the 90s for the most part. So anyway. There I was this week, cleaning, organizing, scanning, and scanning. Oh, and like also planning and executing an egg hunt for three kids. We did that yesterday. Photos will go out via the website. I just need to get permission from my friend Kim to have photos of her kids up there. Anyway, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter yet, that's part of the soft launch that I'm doing. But you can go to awolner.com, click projects and experiments, and then click why support this button, the why support this button. Or you can check the show notes for this episode if you're listening to this in a podcast player, and I will pop the link right at the top of that. You can, the mailing list form is there and it's free. There's other stuff that actually lets you support me if you want to. But the mailing list is free, and yeah, that support thing, that's part of, I'll talk about it in the updates. So anyway, I was super busy this week, Hammy's still on spring break, but I do have a few updates. So let me actually, now, after I've done that whole thing, let me get to the actual updates. YTG update, summer show update. We had meeting number 8, finally, after like a 2-week gap. We talked some more about the set. Marie, who is kind of taking the lead on designing it, is really inspired by Louise Bourgeois's Cells. It's a series of art pieces, and some of the pieces are like sort of these hexagonal panels, or rather it's like a hexagon made out of panels, and each panel has one or more doors of various sizes in it. And yeah, so we're really still leaning towards, I think I talked about this before, we're really still leaning towards the idea of a central hub that one or more of the characters pass through to go to distinct areas of the set that are only visible to some of the audience. Because remember, the theme of this show is, like, what was it, oblique? I think that's what the word we're going with, oblique. Indirectness, not seeing things and not dealing with things directly. We won't be adapting the trial, which is something we talked about, although we might be borrowing some of the surrealism and the way that Kafka writes about his characters. Again, Marie is leading the way on the second part. As a German-speaking person, she has read Kafka in the original German, so perhaps it's more interesting that way. I didn't find personally that the English translation was that, what's the word I'm looking for? Didn't deal with the characters in the way that the writing, though, didn't come off the same way she described it. So it might have been something that got lost in translation. But anyway, she will lead on that. Photography. I shot the JDS Voice of the Heart performance this week. Two weeks ago, I think I mentioned shooting and posted the photos for the the rehearsal, the dress rehearsal for that show. I was there to shoot the video, but the part I cared about sort of from an artistic point of view was doing the stills, because really the videos, I set up the cameras, I let them roll, and then I gave them the footage afterwards, because I am not interested in editing a 2.5 hour kids show. I am that they can do that. that is within their capability, and I have no interest in doing that. I also, what else did I do? So those will be posted on the website if you go there. I shot the SCC Easter event. I think I spoke about this last week. It was actually, so they did like an Easter egg hunt. And it was really, really hard to shoot. There were too many kids. They were too close together. It was really, really sunny. So there were lots of like shadows. It was way more challenging than I expected. I tried a couple different lenses. There were two sort of egg hunt sessions, and I tried two different lenses, and I was never completely satisfied. So I had my I had one camera. I had the X-T3, and I had my big long manual focus, vintage 200 millimeter, 80 to 200 millimeter zoom, and I used that a fair amount. But the other camera, so the X-T30, I had either the 23 millimeter auto, like Fuji lens, or the 56 millimeter on. I tried both of them, and yeah, it was just a really hard event to shoot. So I will probably send out those photos just via the newsletter, because I don't have permission, obviously, from all those parents to post publicly, post those kids publicly on the website. So if you're on the newsletter, you'll probably see those in the next week or so. It's sort of when I'm shooting a performance at JDS or something like that, there's an expectation that those photos will get posted online because it's a public performance. But something where kids come to attend an event, there's absolutely no way to get everybody to sign waivers, and you know, a lot of people don't have the understanding that these photos are going to maybe appear online outside of the context of the SCC internal stuff. So I can show them to you, but it has to be via the newsletter. So it's a little more circumspect, and it's not a public thing. Anyway, right. Oh, and I finally today, I just today, I finished the edit on the Gakudo graduation day photos, and I will also probably post those via the newsletter. So if you are waiting to sign up for the newsletter, now is the time. Go and do that at awolner.com. Use the link in the show notes. Okay, next update section is I'm skipping podcasting for this week, although I'm really hoping to get back to editing next week at some point. Next week's a bit weird. My wife is home 3 out of 5 days next week because there's a bunch of, she has to take the day off because she's in charge of a PTA committee for my son's school. And that means that she has to attend all the meetings. Now, I volunteered to do it, but it's Japan. So the fact that I'm not fluent in Japanese means that she's doing it to make it easier on the other people in the PTA. I said, of course, why make it easy on them? You know, they should get used to having people or having parents who don't necessarily speak fluent Japanese, because, you know, we have to do that in other countries. You might have a member of the PTA who doesn't speak fluent English in Canada or whatever. But anyway, that's just not... That would be considered a little bit rude, I guess. So we're not doing that, and that means that she has to do that and take time off to do it. Whereas I could just attend and But anyway, sorry, I went off track there. So I'm hoping to have some podcast updates next week. If you were listening in the winter, you know I'm pretty close to finishing the edits on season 2 of Wayward Readers, and then hopefully we'll be able to get on to season 3, something that's a bit more easy to edit. Anyway, so skipping podcasting, going on to the sustainability project. No progress since last week. Obviously, I was doing all this office stuff. I did finally get around just today to going through some of the feedback and tweaking the site a little, tweaking some of the language. I'm still trying to figure out a bunch of stuff. So if you want to test this out and give me feedback, if you want to look at the site and give me feedback, if you haven't done so already, just go to awolner.com, click through to the support page, click the link at the top of the show notes if you don't want to do that. And yeah, please check it out, because I think I would like feedback from people who are actually interested in looking at it. So anyway, that's it. I've got a whole bunch of stuff to do now to get ready for dinner and things. So I think that's it for this week. Andrew out.